Bible reveals the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they're given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. This is Bible Call Tape number 14H, entitled, The Golden Years. The test of a people, a nation, or a culture, some have suggested, is how the aged are treated. It's easy to love little children, or to admire industrious youth. It's almost equally easy to ignore older people. Consequently, we are apt to live in fear of growing old. One sign of this is the amount of time, money, and energy we spend on the art of concealing the evidence of old age. The Bible, in contrast to this, points to the glories of old age. In Proverbs, for example, it says that a hoary head, that is, an old gray-haired head, is a crown of glory. It is gained in a righteous life, Proverbs 16:31. And the glory of young men is their strength, but the beauty of old men is their gray hair, Proverbs chapter 20, verse 29. And that those who keep God's commandments will be given length of days and years of life and abundant welfare, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 2. According to this, age is not something to avoid, even if it were possible, but a time of mellowing and ripening which is to be anticipated. When Paul closed out his life, he expressed the Christian viewpoint quite eloquently when he said, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me in that day, and not unto me only, but unto all them also who love his appearing. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. Well, how do you plan for old age? It's easy enough to analyze the problems, but how are you going to cope with them? Preparation for older age is a lifelong process. There's some suggestions that might be of help. Number one, consider life as sowing and reaping. To rear one's family well, to do much good for others and their gratitude can never be exhausted, to work hard enough in life so that one can look back upon duties well done, these are among the surest guarantees of happy old age. An inner purification is even more important than the development of hobbies and recreation, which one will enjoy in older age. A worthy goal is to work, with God's gracious help, toward the elimination of resentment, bitterness, quarreling, jealousy, and fault-finding. Suggestion number one, then, is consider a life of sowing and reaping. Number two, prepare for older age by developing a proper attitude toward service. Many public service projects need older persons. However, one should not think of work as a necessity during retirement. Poor health or other reasons might prevent it. The important thing is for people of every age group to engage in truly human activities. Work is only one such activity, and there are many others that serve one's fellow man. Number three, retain your self-respect. This involves proper personal care, tidiness about dress, planning your diet, not apologizing for your age. Young people seldom apologize for their lack of experience, something they cannot help. Older people need not apologize for limitations which they cannot help. Next, listen to other people rather than giving them advice which they may not want. If one can learn to endure his aches and pains with a minimum of complaint and to reserve his advice until it is sought, he may find himself considered an asset rather than a liability. People may even begin to consult him as a kind of travel guide who knows the best roads to follow through life. Next, accept physical and mental limitations gracefully. This may involve such things as voluntarily surrendering your driver's license or just keeping out of the way of active younger people whose own burdens may be heavier than you realize. Next, communicate with other people. If your companion is living and you're able to talk frankly about mutual problems and possibilities, If you're able to keep in touch with old friends while making reasonable efforts to make new ones, your life is bound to be enriched. On the other hand, maintain whatever independence you can. This does not mean that you should be reluctant to accept help from others, but that you should not allow yourself to be pampered and coddled. In the next place, place high value on time. If one thinks only of ways to pass the day away, he fails to achieve many things that are within his reach. An hour with a book that will give new insights on new strength of spirit, an hour with music or poetry that will do the same, an hour of visiting someone who's lonely, an hour in a hospital comforting someone, an hour in a worship service or in a private study of the Word of God, an hour with one's lifelong companion, recalling the joys of earlier years that assure you the best is yet to be. Time is valuable for all of us, but it is most valuable to the older person, and he should prize every hour. The last suggestion is, cultivate a sense of humor that will allow you to enjoy laughing with others. This is the best antidote to the tendency to take yourself too seriously, and of turning your eyes inward rather than outward and seeing only sadness. Whatever you do, be sure that you grow spiritually. Read at least a few verses from the Bible every day and reflect on them quietly. Keep your prayers uncomplicated, but make them frequent. Be sure that you spend time with Jesus. Spend time letting Him talk to you through His Word, and talking to Him through the avenue of prayer. As you grow older, look forward to being with God. Realize that in this life you're never alone, and that the Lord promises to extend His hand to you to guide you safely over Jordan. Look forward to being with God forever. Think about going to heaven, and make it as real to you as going to the next city or going home to meet loved ones. Moses pronounced a final blessing on the whole nation of Israel when he said, "There is none like God who rides through the heavens to your help, and in His majesty through the skies. The eternal God is your dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms." Deuteronomy chapter 33, verses 26 and 27.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.